Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. That is Psalm 112, verses 1 through 3. Investing in children impacts our generations, our blessings, and our wealth, according to the scriptures. And these topics are near and dear to the heart of this show today and what we're going to be talking about. I am Sandra Flack, and thank you for joining us and taking time to listen to Orphans No More today, where we pray you will find inspiration to step up, encouragement to stay up, and hope to look up all along your journey. And today, we're turning the tables a little bit in this episode, but I want to give you a little bit of background before we head in the direction we're going to go. My friend, Krista Langdon, is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, and CEO of Crystal Clear Finances. She is one of the busiest and most successful women I know. She's a speaker, a business owner, an author, a radio talk show host, podcaster, wife, mom. Wow. But when we hear financial planner and investment advisor, we think money, which is true and very important, but Crystal is also very committed to another even more precious resource, children. Now, Crystal and I have known each other for many, many years, hadn't seen each other for a long time. And then about 7-8 years ago, we reconnected at a church event, bumped into each other in the lobby of our church. She heard we'd adopted a bunch of kids and asked me about that. And then, of course, you know, I have that gift of gab. So I just asked me about my kids and you're going to hear the whole thing, right? Well, Crystal and her husband, George, stood there probably for an hour getting that whole story. And then all of a sudden, Crystal declared, "You should be on the radio." And my response was, no, thank you. No way. And she said, "Oh, yes, you should be. I can get you on the radio." And I said, "No, that's quite all right." I was shaking in my shoes and, you know, terrified. I did not have any experience, didn't want to do that. But 2 weeks later, I got a call from the host of a radio program on WDCD, which is what was a Christian talk radio station out of Albany, New York. They're no longer on the air. They sold their airspace to a Christian music station about a year ago. But way back then, about 7 years ago, they were on the air and I got asked to be a guest on a show, and then I submitted myself to that. I was terrified, but I did it and talked about our adoption story and all of that. And then a couple months later, I got asked to be a guest on the show again and talked about Orphan Sunday. And then about a month later, the station contacted me and said, "Hey, we think you should have your own radio show where you talk about adoption and foster care and orphans and all that kind of stuff." And Orphans No More was birthed as a radio station initially, and then we kind of reformatted it as a podcast and did both radio and podcast. And then about a year ago, we launched it just as the podcast. And here we are 340 episodes later. It's crazy. Now, Crystal still has a radio show. She is on WJIV, which is 101.9 FM in the Capital Region. And she hosts the Crystal Clear Finances podcast, which she invited me to be a guest on. Crystal believes it's important for Christians to invest in the lives of children. She's a generous supporter of Justice for Orphans and Care Portal here in New York, and she is such an inspiration to me, so I would love for you to be inspired by our conversation. I'll join you at the end of the interview for a few closing remarks, but now please listen in as Crystal Langdon interviews yours truly.
Well, today I'm excited because I am joined with the Area Director of Care Portal and the President of Justice for Orphans and my good friend, Sandra Flack. And we're going to be talking about Care Portal and how we can make an impact in the foster care systems across this country, how we can reach out and really make a difference. So we have a lot that we want to cover today. You're going to learn how it all got started. We're going to talk about how you can get involved in it and the impact that it's having. But let's jump right in. And Sandra, it's so great to have you here. Welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Now, we've known each other for quite a while, and technically, if you dig into the roots, you'll see, well, we're even related, so I'm excited about that. Little secret for our listeners.
Yeah.
But one of the things that over the course of time, we've known each other for years, but boy, have I seen Justice for Orphans. I saw it start as a seed in your life and then just mushroom into this huge organization that God is using to touch children's lives. So what I'd like to do, since I know some of the story, but my listeners don't, I'd like to invite you to tell me how it got started, what brought you into it, and how it all works.
Well, I'm an adoptive mom.
Mm-hmm.
I have three children. My husband and I have three children biologically. And then we adopted five children. One, a kinship adoption. She was a relative. Mm-hmm. And the other four are siblings we adopted internationally. And we just pursued adoption because God said so. He put that on our heart and we walked that out in obedience. And it was after all of that that our eyes were opened to the plight of the orphan and to the foster care crisis across the United States. And we realized as believers, we did not know that there was such a crisis, even though we had adopted kids.
Right, right.
So when we realized that, we realized that the folks sitting next to us in church have no idea about this crisis either. And we know that scripture says we are to care for the least of these. We are to care for the orphan and the widow. We wanted to have an impact there. So we established Justice for Orphans about 7 years ago with the vision to inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 27, be it adoption, foster care, wrapping around those who do, getting involved in some way to have that impact.
Well, you know, what I like is that if anyone knows your story, they know that you went through the whole adoption process, everything that went with it. But when you went through that, did you at that time know that God was going to call you into this greater ministry that literally is going to impact this entire country?
No idea. No idea at all. And one of the amazing things was very early on when we established JFO, I made an announcement one day in our church. The youth group was going to be doing a soup fundraiser. And I just stood up and reminded the congregation. And then I sat down to mind my own business. And we had a guest speaker that day, a gentleman. His name is Mike Hutchins. He was speaking. It was the first time he'd ever been at our church. And he stood up to speak. They introduced him. And then he asked me to stand up.
Oh,
and
great.
This was not a church service where people were being prayed for or asked anything. I had to stand up in front of everybody. And he just declared that God was going to use our organization to transform the foster care system in New York State. And I thought to myself, this guy has no idea about foster care in New York State. But I didn't disregard it. I sort of shelved it, you know, like, let's see what God does with that. And then many years later, when I found myself in Kansas City meeting with the Care Portal folks to find out about Care Portal and to really kind of get some training on what it would take, the CEO of the organization, he told his story and he said the very words, I believe that Care Portal is going to transform foster care across the United States. And boy, that resonated with me.
Yes.
And it is happening. We are seeing it happen across the country.
Well, I'm so excited and I want to dive into it. I want to understand or help our listeners understand, because I understand, but I want them to understand how Care Portal works and then the role of Justice for Orphans. But before we jump over to that, I just want to make a comment here, because we know that scripture that says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, that he leads us and guides us. And sometimes I think, you know, we kind of go, Well, here you were in a situation where you felt prompted. You were literally being led to go into adoption, to be able to open up a door where God could speak to your heart. And I think that there are listeners right now that there are situations that God brings us into that we just feel compelled to do, and we don't even realize, here's the news, we're getting set up by God because right. He has something greater for us. Yeah. So I think that's so cool how yeah. obedient you were to just say, hey, I think that I'm just supposed to impact 3 kids' lives. And he was like, no, I've got something bigger and better. Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about, let's do the big across the country care portal.
Sure.
How that all involved, because I know we have listeners that will be listening to this via our podcast. And I want them to understand no matter what state they're in, they can be involved. And then I want to bring it back home to New York. So let's talk about Care Portal.
Sure. So Care Portal is an online platform that connects child welfare agencies mm-hmm. with local churches so that the local church can go out and impact the lives of children and family in crisis right in their communities. So nationwide, Care Portal is active in, I believe, about 22 states. I know they just launched last week Virginia.
Wow.
It's not statewide in every mm-hmm. state. It starts county by county, really. So it's in those states, and it's in several states, and they just began implementing it in Canada.
Wow.
Which is really incredible. So we brought it to New York State. I believe we were the 12th state in New York was the 12th state mm-hmm. to utilize Care Portal. We started in one county. But nationwide, Care Portal is about 4 years old. Over 60,000 children have been
wow.
served nationwide by churches utilizing this Care Portal platform.
Now, I want to go back to that. 60,000 children's lives have been impacted. Now, that can sound impressive, and it is impressive, but let me help my listeners understand, what does that actually mean, been served? Like, how did they help them?
So social workers working with children and families in crisis mm-hmm. identify needs. And these could be things that need to be put in place to prevent children from going into foster care,
okay.
to help kinship placement when a grandparent takes custody of their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a parent is working to get their kids out of foster care, and certain things need to come into place mm-hmm. in order for that to happen. Sometimes it is a foster placement and a foster family or the foster children need some supports in order to be successful. And sometimes it even goes into helping adoptive families. But by and large, we're seeing a majority of the requests are very much preventative in nature, stabilizing the family unit for a child so that the family can be successful. So we're seeing that. And what happens is the caseworker will enter a request. For example, the number one item requested nationwide, and we're seeing mm-hmm. it here even in New York, beds. There are children sleeping on old air mattresses, mm-hmm. filthy mattresses on the floor, on the couch, on a bare floor, mm-hmm. or several children sharing a bed.
Right.
And that really impacts the well-being of a child, the self-esteem of a mm-hmm. child. So, and it also, a bed can make the difference on whether a child actually ends up going into foster care or not sometimes. So the caseworker will identify a request, this need, they'll enter the request into this online portal, and then it gets emailed out to participating churches within a set mile radius. And then a volunteer point person at each church receives that email and makes the decision if that church wants to help or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if the church wants to provide that bed, they just click the email back and they respond to the caseworker. And then the point person and the caseworker work out the logistics. And the church actually has the opportunity to deliver the bed to the family. And most often they're going in, they're putting the bed together for the family.
Wow.
Bunk beds are actually quite complicated
yes.
to put together. So you've got a team going in from the mm-hmm. church and they're putting together the beds and they're ministering to the family, playing with children, and letting that family know we are in this community and we care about you. This is who we are and where we are, and we're here.
Oh, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's been incredible.
And what I like about it as well is that there are practical needs that they're
yes.
meeting with. Because you can talk a lot about like, hey, I want to show the love of Christ. I'm just going to pray for you and you buck up. Everything's going to be okay.
Right.
You know, you can only say that so many times
yeah.
before
yeah.
you finally say, no, I'm hurting. And like you said, if there's like 3 or 4 on a bed or you're sleeping on the couch, now they're not getting a good night's sleep. Now they're not doing well in school. Then they're
right.
labeled whatever at school.
Yeah.
And this begins a downward cycle. And sometimes just stepping up and saying, you know what? Grandma and Gramp are taking the kids so that
yep.
they don't get stuck into a system. I can provide a bed.
Yeah.
You know, I can get those sheets. I can do those practical steps. And I think so many times, and you can attest to this, people are overwhelmed by the vastness of the foster care system and they feel like there's nothing I can do. Or mm-hmm. I know we went through the foster care classes together. I kept thinking, how in the world do I run a business? Do I do
right.
the travel and the speaking? how am I going to take a foster child into my home? This is a great way that now I can reach out and make a difference. So I'm so excited that you are sharing. So that's Care Portal.
Yes.
So tell me, what is Justice for Orphans? Because we're throwing those two names around.
Yes, and it's good to clarify. So Justice for Orphans is a faith-based nonprofit based right here in the Capital Region in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And we are the implementing partner for Care Portal, which means we brought Care Portal to this area. Mm-hmm. We connected with First Schenectady County back in 2018, and we started there. And in 2019, we partnered with Albany County.
Right.
And we'll get to all of that. But what we do is, as the managers of Care Portal, we connect with the county and we get them on board. And then we sort of recruit, for lack of a better word, the churches to participate. We train the county staff on how to use the system. We train the church volunteers on how to use the platform. And then we continue to add support along the way for both agencies, well, the agency and the church, so that they're well supported. We encourage the churches. We go and speak in the churches. We just offer this excellent source of support to keep them motivated and to keep them on board and excited about this. And there's lots of things we're learning as we go. And so JFO trains and supports the participating churches and really holds their hand all along the way so that they're successful in Care Portal. They have a question, they have a problem, we're just an email away, and I pounce on those emails so they get excellent support. That is our goal. So we support the county in their using the Care Portal, and we assist the churches, and we continue to grow the network of churches so that the more churches that are involved, the more children are served.
I love that.
Yeah, so that's really important.
And one of the things, when you begin describing it, that is a ton of work, Sandra.
Yes, it's a lot of work.
But you know what you're doing is literally keeping the vision alive, reminding the churches, hey, this is what we're called to do, help the widows and orphans. And then you're helping the county. Many times they're not faith-based, that are just saying, hey, we don't like seeing the kids have to go through this. If there's an alternative, if we together can work together to make sure we make a change in that family, we want to do it.
Yes.
And so what it sounds like, I'm just repeating this back, is that Justice for Orphans has come in kind of almost as an advocate from Care Portal and says, hey, listen, we've got a solution.
Yes.
We've got a way that we can prevent children from going into the foster care systems as long as they're in safe environments.
Yes.
And that we're going to match up people who are willing to donate time, money, and we'll get into the details in that in a moment, with the local system so that we can meet that need right there.
Yes.
And then to keep the vision fresh and in front of them, Justice for Orphans gives that type of support and training so that everyone succeeds.
Absolutely.
So across this country, there are organizations in different states that are rising up and doing the same thing. What I love is that we get to have you in our state of New York, Justice for Orphans. And actually, one of the things that you had mentioned before we started our program today was that you have been asked to be the area director of Care Portal for New York, which is such a statement of the quality job. I just want to say that you are doing, because I have seen your heart over and over. I've known you for a very long time, and you just see how you're going to make sure that the church stays in line with the vision and motivated and trained so they can meet those needs. So congratulations, though,
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about Justice for Orphans and how you are now literally getting involved with churches, because you've got to go find the people, right?
Yeah, we have to recruit the churches. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, helps when we know somebody in a local church and word of mouth and that kind of thing. But we found it not very successful to just cold call a church.
Right.
Pastors are pretty busy people, so it helps us if we have a connection. We know somebody in that church. Sometimes it's a foster parent or an adoptive parent who has a heart for this, and they want to see their church do Care Portal. So we find that churches are very successful in that area. And once we can have that connection, and we come and we meet with the pastor if they want to, we'll meet with leadership, we'll speak on a Sunday morning. We have a great way to, in 7 minutes, we can cast the whole vision into the congregation.
That's impressive.
And it, yeah, it's got it honed right down. And in, then the whole church knows. We were just at a church in Albany yesterday, mm-hmm. and the church had already agreed to do it. They wanted to partner with us, but they wanted their congregation to know. And I did the 7-minute presentation, and at the end of the service, 60 people signed up to be on their church's care portal response team. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible. They saw the vision.
Now, that's 60 people. Understand, then that means that, well, let me back up. How many of you listening, and Sandra, I'm going to ask you this too, have we worked in the nursery at church, and because there's so few volunteers, we are in the nursery 6 weeks in a row, and then we get that 1 week of freedom where we get to go sit in the church service, and then we have to go back in. And that's literally because there's not enough workers there. But when you get 60 people in one church, that means that that church, if one family, instead of it being all up to them, that means there's others that can distribute the load.
That's right.
So do you find that in most churches that that as they're understanding what they can do, there's a response to say, yes, sign me up?
When they understand, when they get mm-hmm. that vision, and also if the pastor is on board.
Yes.
And where we were yesterday, the pastor from the pulpit fully endorsed this program.
Oh, great.
And that is a big, huge part mm-hmm. of it. That and the volunteer point person from the church, if that person having the skill set of being able to coordinate and organize mm-hmm. their volunteers to make this happen, make deliveries to the mm-hmm. families happen, those are two key parts.
And I think that's wonderful. And I love that so many people signed up. It's not all on their shoulders. And for those of you who are listening who this is just intriguing you, there are ways that you can get involved with Sandra with Justice for Orphans. But I want you to be excited, because understand, being part of this does not mean all of a sudden it's all on your shoulders, mm-hmm. but it means you're part of a growing movement that is literally changing the foster care system in this country. And you can be a part of it right here in upstate New York and across New York.
That's
but Sandra, if you can give them their contact information.
Sure. So you can go to our website, justicefororphansny.org. There is a care portal tab there. You can click on it at the top of the page. You can call 518-779-2279 or email me at sandraflack@gmail.com.
And I'm just going to say Flack, F-L-A-C-H.
H.
Yes, I know, because there's a K that people want to put in there. Yeah. So I'm just going to say it's sandraflack@gmail.com. We're joined today by Sandra Flack, who is the Area Director of Care Portal and the President of Justice for Orphans. And Sandra, you also have a podcast, correct, that our clients can tune into?
I do. It's called Orphans No More, and it's also on all those podcast platforms.
Perfect. Well, we want to jump into, during our remaining time together, the impact of this, because we can talk a lot about what it was designed for, how it was created, and all the people involved. Let's talk about some real life situations where we can show our listeners it's working.
It's working. So we launched Care Portal starting in Schenectady County about 14 months ago. And then a few months ago, we started in Albany County, and we have about 18 churches spread out around those two counties. And so far, those churches have served over 600 Capital Region children.
Wow.
It's amazing. And we're thrilled because we also have the vision. Justice for Orphans wants to grow Care Portal into all 11 Capital Region counties and really wherever else God opens the door.
That is phenomenal. Because just think, if we were in a situation where children that were going to be taken out of the home, that because it wasn't because it was unsafe, but in situation, we can actually prevent that.
Yes.
We can help them be in safe homes. We can provide the nebulizer. We can provide the beds or different components.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of these stories of impact locally.
Okay. Well, to paint a picture, Crystal, of the need, mm-hmm. in 2018, in Albany County alone, there were over 3,300 calls to Child Protective Services. And while a small percentage of those resulted in children being removed from the home, and that's mm-hmm. when it's not safe, there's abuse,
right.
harm done to a child, then they absolutely have to be removed. Mm-hmm. But the majority of those calls are really families falling on a hard time. Maybe it was the difference between I can pay rent or I can buy groceries, but I can't do both. And they're just really trying to make ends meet. And somebody will see that doesn't look like these children have been fed or whatever. And then they'll call CPS and CPS will investigate and the caseworker will come out and realize, you know, this family needs some help with getting some stability.
Right.
So those are the families that we're really talking about. Churches can minister to, and through Care Portal, they'll know who they are and what they can do. Now, it's confidential within the platform until a church responds and connects with the caseworker. But that is what we've been seeing happening. 600 people so far, children so far, across the capital region. And I can tell you a story of impact that kind of paints a picture of how it works. So in one of our local counties, there was a single young mom of twin baby girls. Now, she chose life for her babies, which is, we'll applaud her for that because that's something we want to see. But it wasn't going to be easy for her. She was single. She had no family around. Oh. And she'd been in foster care herself as a kid. So she had a lot of strikes against her. But she chose to parent her baby girls, and she did have a caseworker that was working with her, and the caseworker knew this mom needed some help. So she had just moved into a small little apartment, but she needed some things. But the only thing this mom asked for was a double stroller for the twins and a crib. Now, when requests are entered into the system, they're vetted requests. They're made by the county caseworker, not individual families or anyone else, but the county caseworker. So this request went out for the stroller and the crib, and a local church responded. And three volunteers from the church went to deliver the items, and a couple of them were going to put the crib together for the mom. So they had an opportunity to interact with this mom, you know, hold precious little babies, put these the crib together, and really kind of start a connection with this mom. Her name is Michelle. And the women that came on that delivery recognized that there were no curtains on any window. It was a ground floor apartment, no bedroom curtains, no bathroom curtains. Now, when you're in that situation that Michelle was in, you don't think curtains, they're not really a necessity to you. And curtains are expensive, and that they were just not even something she considered. But these moms knew curtains are necessary. So they noticed, they said, hey, we see you didn't get a chance to get curtains yet. We would love to bring some curtains and help you hang them. And that started a relationship with this mom, who eventually said, you know, I'd like to come to your church. I haven't been to church in many, many, many years. I need a ride. So one of the women's retired, and she said, well, I can bring you and the twins to church. She started coming to church week after week, and now she's in the mom's group where these other young moms are coming alongside her, ministering to her and helping her learn to be a mom because she didn't have good role models showing up. So they're investing. You know, it started out as a physical need. It started out as a crib and a stroller, but Jesus met physical needs all the time. And in the process, people encountered Christ, and that is what's happening through Care Portal.
Well, and what I love about what you just said is the practical application of faith and of love and helping people. I think too many times we get on this little thing of, oh, we're just going to pray, which prayer is good.
Prayer's good.
But we're going to say nice things, which is always nice. But we need to meet the felt need of an individual. Well, who is it, Zig Ziglar, that says, I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care? And when people can see that they're committed to caring, then they can open up, because so many people have been wounded and hurt all their lives. What a great opportunity to step into a place that so needs true love and to be able to help in the foster care system through Justice for Orphans and, of course, through Care Portal. So let me ask you this, as we probably got maybe about 5 minutes left. What can people do to get involved now?
So there's a couple different ways. If you attend a church, if you're the pastor of a church, we need more churches to participate. Again, more churches involved means more children served. So especially if you're in the capital region, especially if you're in Albany or Schenectady County, we're already operating there. So we need more churches to participate. So you can enroll your church actually right at careportal.org. Very easy. Or you can contact us at the information we gave, and I can answer any questions, set up a meeting, anything like that to help you understand more and answer some questions. So that is definitely one area. We need the churches, but we also need funding, because it costs Justice for Orphans. We actually pay Care Portal for the platform. It's technology, just you pay for your TV channels and you pay for your internet. We're paying for this technology on behalf of the churches so the churches can utilize this. It's really a ministry and discipleship tool.
Absolutely.
So we pay for the technology, and then we do all of the training and all of the work to support the churches in mm-hmm. this endeavor. So we need funding not only to sustain the two counties that we're in, but our expenses increase every county we launch in, and we want to go into all of the capital region right. counties. So we definitely need help in that area as well.
And they can find out more information at justicefororphansny.org.
Yes.
Now, there's another way that they can get involved yeah. because at our Christmas party this past year at Crystal Clear Finances, we announced that we were going to be the Albany County sponsors of Care Portal, so that because we wanted to take some of the resources that God had given us through our business, and we wanted to put it in a place where we felt it would have the most impact. And I can't tell you, Sandra, how excited it is to hear about the lives that are being changed, these young boys and girls and families that are being brought together because we're able to give resources. So some can give their time. Some can go deliver, and some can give resources. So I agree that one of the things that we're asking is for funds. The other area, though, that you can help with, maybe it's not funds, but you could join us if you're local on March 20th at 6 o'clock. We are having, it's a Friday evening, an informational meeting about Care Portal and how you can be involved. We announced this at our Christmas party, and we had a clipboard. People were passing the clipboard, Sandra. They wanted to sign up to know what are the practical steps I can take in showing God's love. So that's a second way that you can get involved with it. And then even for more information, I would imagine they can listen to your podcast of Orphans No More and just be able to plug in any way that they can.
Yeah, if they go to careportal.org, you can actually click on the map. There's mm-hmm. a map of the country. You can zero in on New York State, and you can zero in on, there's three counties highlighted. Mm-hmm. We've launched two in the capital region, Schenectady and Albany, and we assisted another nonprofit out in Rochester in Monroe County. It's called the Hub 585. Mm-hmm. They've implemented it in the Rochester area.
Wonderful.
And we encourage them and help them to be able to kind of pave the way with their county, because we were already doing it here. Mm-hmm. And if you can do it in Albany, you can do it anywhere in New York.
That is true. Well, Sandra, we are at the end of our time together. I just want to thank you so much for coming and sharing this vision. It was such a pleasure having you today.
And it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for your support and for being a county sponsor.
You are so welcome. And for those of you who are listening, I do want to encourage you. You know, we look for opportunities in life where we can make a practical impact, right? So that it's not so philosophical. We're good with our money. We want to become confident with our money. But when we become confident with our money, wealth happens. And when wealth happens, then there's a stewardship of, where do I put extra resources? Where do I bless people? Yes, we want to take care of our families. And yes, we want to take care of our communities. And one of the ways to take care of our community, in my belief, is to reach out through Justice for Orphans and through Care Portal.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Crystal Langdon. It's a little weird to be the guest instead of the host, but it was fun too. And we're grateful for you, our listeners and followers. Now, some of us are called to adopt. Some of us are called to foster. But you know what? We are all called to care in some way. And Crystal is an example of someone not called to bring children into her home because she works and she travels and she runs a whole business and she's like never at home, but she is using her gifts and her abilities to impact the lives of children in crisis. And you can do the same thing. If you would like to invest in kids in crisis by supporting Justice for Orphans and our Care Portal initiative here throughout the Capital Region, you can register for the meeting that Crystal and I were talking about. It's right at the Crystal Clear Finances offices in Latham, New York, on Friday, March 20th at 6 p.m. Now, you must RSVP online, because Crystal Clear Finances is going to provide a little dinner for you, so they need to know how many are coming. But if you would like to learn more about what we're doing and would like to invest in that, really come alongside our organization as we grow to expand. If you've been following this podcast, you know we have a heart and a goal to launch Care Portal into all 11 Capital Region counties. We're in two so far. We're in Albany County and Schenectady County. And so far, in about 14 months' time, over 600 Capital Region children have been served by local churches that we are equipping through our Care Portal platform. But in order for us to maintain where we are now and expand into other counties and continue this impact, we need financial support to be able to do that. And if anybody knows me, y'all know I do not like asking for funding, but this doesn't happen for free. This is very labor intensive. It's technology, it's all kinds of things, but at the heart of it are kids in crisis. And we want to serve those kids. We want to activate local congregations to serve those kids. And we can't do it without you. So if you're a business owner, if you know a business owner, if you're a church and you want your church, like maybe your church isn't in one of the counties that we're in yet for Care Portal, or maybe your church, you know, maybe you're not in a position where you think your church could actually do Care Portal. Maybe it's a smaller congregation. Well, you know what? You could still have an impact by investing in Justice for Orphans with a financial gift and help us to be able to continue this work. So there's lots of ways that you can get involved. So we invite you to attend this meeting. You have to go to crystalclearfinances.com to register. Okay, so we hope to see you there. Again, I'm your host, Sandra Flack. And just as a reminder and a shameless plug, I am still in the midst of edits with my writing coach for my book, Orphans No More, A Journey Back to the Father. Please stay tuned to this podcast and our social media for news and updates on that release. We are grateful for our faithful listeners, and we want to hear from you. Please leave a comment or recommend our page through our website, justicefororphansny.org. Let us know what you would like to hear. What are the best topics that interest you? We exist to serve you. We want to hear how we can best do that. What do you need? What do you want to hear? What are your favorite topics that we cover? What do you want more of? Let us know. You can find and follow all of our episodes of Orphans No More on your favorite podcast platform and right on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I look forward to being with you next time on Orphans No More.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.